99% of people I meet say, Daniel, how can I look like you? The answer is, treat every day like a cheat day. Use promo code #NatalLives to receive half off my famous pasta bolognese cookies. G.E. Moore wrote the book Principia Ethica in 1903. In it, he talked about errors in judgment versus errors in taste. He said that while an error in judgment was merely an error in fact, that an error in taste was an error in value. I wanted to talk about that here. What do we value? And how does this sometimes go wrong? When we think of errors in taste, we often think of tattoos on someone's face, or embarrassing fashion choices, or plastic slipcovers on furniture. But sometimes, the errors in value go deeper. For instance, a libertarian would see drug use, prostitution, or elective disfigurement as an expression of freedom. But perhaps putting freedom as the highest directive is an error in value. As for me, I no longer put freedom as the highest value, but virtue. In politics, Aristotle said that all governments have different end goals. The end goal of an oligarchy is the transfer of the wealth from the many to the few. The end goal of a democracy is equality. And the end goal of a republic, he said, is virtue. Montesquieu makes the same point in the 1700s. He says that monarchies are motivated by honor, despotisms are motivated by fear, and republics are motivated by virtue. We seem to have lost our way. We forgot what the whole purpose of our government was, to promote virtue among the people. Like John Adams remarked, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. As I said, we seem to have forgotten the whole point of our form of government. As Aristotle asserted, everything has an end goal, a telos in Greek. The telos of a toaster is to brown your bread. The telos of a car is to transport you. The telos of a refrigerator is to keep your food cold. If a thing fails to live up to its telos, we say that it's a bad thing. A fridge that doesn't keep your food cold is a bad fridge. Likewise, a republic that forgets that its purpose is to promote virtue among the people is a bad republic. As a society, we used to understand this. We were educated in civics and knew these things. Then they stopped teaching these subjects, and we got conned. Hustlers asking us to trade our cow for magical beans came into town. Don't get me wrong, freedom is important, but it's a means, not an end. Immanuel Kant, in The Metaphysic of Morals, said that freedom is an essential component to ethics. He said that, in morality, there is no imitation. In other words, you can't do a moral act if you're just copying someone else, or operating on autopilot, or coerced by some institution. You have to willingly choose to do the act for it to be ethical. So freedom is an important component of ethics, but as I said, freedom is a means, not an end. The end is virtue. But con artists slipped in, encouraging us to stop teaching Americanism and instead to promote crude materialism. Instead of having the freedom to do good things, charlatans told us that our freedoms were there to engage in degeneracy, prostitution, drug use, all the things that enslave you. Ethics frees you. No man is truly free if he is a slave to a vice. Epictetus said, freedom starts and ends in the mind. Freedom is the name of virtue, slavery of vice. None is a slave whose acts are free. So materialists slipped in and tried to sabotage our nation and pry us away from our inheritance. They wanted to dynamite the underpinnings of our freedom by selling us vice. I started the presentation by quoting G.E. Moore from his book Principia Ethica. An additional passage goes, utopias, attempted descriptions of a heaven upon earth, commonly suffer not only from this, but also from the opposite defect. They are commonly constructed on the principle of merely omitting the great positive evils which exist at present, with utterly inadequate regard to the goodness of what they retain. The so-called goods to which they have regard are, for the most part, things which are at best mere means to good things, such as freedom, without which, possibly, nothing very good can exist in this world, but which are of no value in themselves, and are by no means certain even to produce anything of value. Note Moore's first sentence, where he describes people pitching utopias, descriptions of a heaven upon earth. We on the right usually make fun of progressives for their misplaced utopianism, but we fail to see how the libertarian strain of conservatism has engaged in the same false utopianism. It's predicated on claiming that you can have freedom while in the throes of vice. You can't. That you can have a republic without promoting virtue. You can't. That the freedom we were given was a freedom to do evil. It wasn't. It's time to grow up now and see through the con of these false prophets, selling lies that, when you examine them, are just as destructive as their fellow utopians on the left, hustling communism. Follow their dishonest promises and nonsensical rhetorical formulations, and you will end up in chains. So let me end this presentation here by reaffirming that freedom is a means, not an end, and that anyone who tells you otherwise is guilty of an error in taste, an error in values. Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Like there are dark and powerful forces behind the scenes manipulating national and world events? Well, you're right on both counts. To get the full story, every time, check out Behind the Deep State, hosted by Alex Newman from The New American.